Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is John 20, 30 to 31. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verse 30 to 31. In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles which are not written down in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through your faith in him, you may have life. My theme for reflection is signs of love, believing to truly live. Signs of love, believing to truly live. A father once stood at the edge of a swimming pool, calling out to his young daughter, who stood trembling on the diving board. "Jump, I will catch you," he reassured her with open hands. She hesitated. She loved her father, but could she trust him completely? The water looked deep, the jump seemed high, and fear gripped her heart. Finally, after a moment that felt like an eternity, she closed her eyes and leaped, only to find herself safely cradled in his arms, just as he had promised. Faith is much like that leap. It is one thing to say we believe in Jesus, but another to trust him enough to surrender everything. This is precisely why John wrote his gospel, not to give us a collection of stories, but to lead us to the kind of belief that transforms our lives. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John's gospel is more than a historical account, it is an invitation. Every miracle he recorded, the blind receiving sight, the lame walking, the dead rising, points to one thing: Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. But John doesn't just want us to acknowledge this intellectually. He wants us to believe in a way that changes everything. True belief is not just agreeing that Jesus is real. It is trusting him with our whole lives, even when the waters seem deep and the leap feels terrifying. But believing does not mean life will be easy. John wrote to Christians who were facing persecution, loss, and doubt. Many had expected Jesus to return quickly, yet their suffering increased. Some wavered, wondering if following Christ was worth the cost. John's answer was clear: hold fast, know Jesus deeply. His life, death, and resurrection are not empty stories. They are the foundation of real life, both now and forever. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones reminds us that the greatest need of the hour is a knowledge of Christ. Not fleeting emotions, not temporary inspiration, but a firm, unshakable faith in who Jesus really is. He is the eternal Word made flesh, the light that darkness cannot overcome, the one who calls dead hearts to life. To believe in him is to anchor our souls in a reality stronger than death itself. And yet, just like the little girl on the diving board, many struggle to trust. Some want Jesus only when life is convenient, treating him like a last resort rather than the center of everything. Others are disillusioned by false promises, as some modern leaders exploit faith for personal gain, selling miracles instead of pointing people to the miracle worker. But John's message is clear. Jesus is not a means to an end. He is the end. Knowing Him is the only way to experience true life, not just in eternity, but here and now, in the way we love, forgive, and stand firm in truth. There is a story of an elderly man who had walked with Jesus for decades. Near the end of his life, when asked how he had remained faithful through all his trials, he smiled and simply said, "I just kept holding on to Jesus, and every time I thought I might fall, I found that He was holding on to me." My dear friends, this is the promise of John's Gospel. To believe is to step into a love that never fails, a truth that never wavers, and a life that nothing, not even death, can steal. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what does believing in Jesus truly mean for your daily life? Does it shape how you think, act, and love? Number two, in a world full of distractions and doubts, how can you grow deeper in your knowledge of Christ so that your faith remains strong? Lord Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In you we find life, hope, and meaning. Strengthen our faith so that we do not waver in times of trials. Give us eyes to see beyond our troubles and hearts that burn with love for you. May our belief not be shallow but deep, not fleeting but enduring. Lead us into the fullness of life that is found only in your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.